Hello. I've just been asked just to say something quickly about life in the pastor's home and stuff like that. I know everything. Life, like just growing up with mum and dad, it was hard, just to be honest. You know, you always have everything going around and dad's going out everywhere. And But these guys have just done so much for this church and everything. Oh, no. they just, mum and dad, you just, not have only been a blessing to me as a mum and dad, but as a pastor. And just looking here today is just amazing because you've done so much. I really miss the church and just everybody in it, and you guys are such an amazing bunch of people. And mum and dad have always taught us to use our gifts and just to do everything for God and keep that up, because I know that they'll want you to. Thanks, Keegan. Shame, I'm crying. And yeah, and yeah, I just love you so much, mum and dad. Can't say any more now.
Well, it's me again. Being a pastor's not really, I always say, not a lot difficult to many jobs that you guys have. Every job has its challenges. But one of the things when you're in ministry, unfortunately your family gets to be a part of it whether they like it or not. And I just want to say that my three children have had to, you know, forego a lot of things that, I mean, I haven't given them always the attention, especially in the early days of Trinity, that they probably deserved. But I've never really heard them complain about that. And so the fact that they could see the opportunity for serving Jesus here in this community, I think, has given them a right perspective on life. And and because of that, they were supportive. They were able to support myself and Helen, and so I want to thank my three children. So Simon's here. Simon, you want to stand up or come up here? Yeah, so remember when we started the church and Simon came to me one day and he said, "Dad, I'm getting some piercings." And I went, "Oh, no. These people are coming to our new church, and what are they going to think about me?" So I had two options, either get one myself or tell him he can't get them. So I told him he can't get them. And then about 3 days later, I ended up driving him in the car to get them. Because somebody told me, look, faith is about what's in the heart, not what dangles off your ears or comes out of your eyebrow. So, cool, Simon. I think in that one movement he did more for the church than I did in 10 sermons, because the first Sunday he turned up for church with them, everybody went, "Oh, cool piercing, Simon." And I went, "I quit," you know. So, cool. So thank you guys heaps.
A big part of our life and work here at Trinity has been around the area of evangelism and reaching out to people in the community, sharing with them in practical and spiritual ways, looking for ways we can fill their needs. And two of the people who have been key in getting out into the community and meeting with people over the years that Trinity's been running, Rosemary and Christine, Christine Vesitolo. So I'd like to ask you if you could come forward and say a few words about evangelism at Trinity.
Hello everyone, I'm Rosemary, and this Christine, she's our evangelism queen, I might tell you. I'm going to try not to look at Andrew if I can help it, or else I'll do what seems to be the norm today.
I've been crying all day.
My association with Andrew does go back, as he said, to Drury, where I actually belong to another church, but happened... Of course, it didn't just happen. I went to Drury Church one day and heard Andrew preaching. And I went another day and I thought, Lord, this is where you want me to go, where this man's going to preach. And by some amazing, never coincidence, by some amazing thing, Andrew came to Takanini, and I live in Takanini. What a blessing, what grace of God. But I've just written a few notes here to keep me on track, but I'll forever hear a voice, unmistakably Andrew McPherson's, reminding us, you are saved to serve. That was from the very beginning. He made that adamantly clear. And he said, also, you are not in Trinity to sit on the seats and keep them warm. You're here to get out and tell Takanini about the wonderful news. Now, just go out and do it. I must add that he did it in a fairly kind and gentle way, as I've been able to tell Palmerston North people. He can be a bit tough, but he's very gentle. Four of us back then, 10 years ago, Christine and I were amongst the guinea pigs, you could call us, the original Trinitarians, and we knew from the start that we had a very special pastor. Andrew spoke the truth always, and we gladly listened, and then we followed the shepherd with zeal and enthusiasm, and sometimes, I'm sure, apprehension. But I just thought today, while Andrew was preaching, that grace came into that, and I think, as Steve said too, I started to learn what grace meant over those years. We started studying an evangelism program, a training, and to teach us to present the gospel with clarity. And then week after week, we went out two by two around the streets of Takanini, telling people the good news of salvation in Christ. There were Steve and Andrew, William, myself, Eva, many other people over those years came and joined us. And at various times, and we always went out with the prayer and certainty that it was the Holy Spirit guiding us. Hang on, have I missed a page here? So we met many, many people in this community over those years that we could share God's love with. And some of you people here today are amongst those that we met way back then and began relationships with over that time. Many people showed much interest, and some attended church and Bible studies, and it was a wonderful time. It was a time of great encouragement and so many opportunities to serve God and speak the truth about Jesus Christ and what it means to trust him and believe in Jesus, the gospel message, and therefore to be made right with God. That was the centre of every time we went out. Now, Andrew's leaving us, and like everyone here, I'll miss him so much. We've had great times, prayer, lots of laughs, fun, meals together, always glorifying God in thankfulness. He's not just our preacher, but a dearly loved friend and encourager. And he's taught us so much, and we'll always be so grateful to him. Now, I've just reached the grand old age of 10, I've got to admit, and I thought perhaps I could sort of semi-retire a bit now, but I saw the look in our Rob's eye the other day when I suggested that, and then today with Andrew preaching, the lesson of whim, keep going until your last legs, Rosemary. Okay, Rob? And Andrew said today, stop cruising, get on with it. He's told us enough times, hasn't he, Christine? Just get on with it. Finish the race and complete the task that God's given us. So, okay, it seems like my service for the Lord might be taking off again, perhaps at another level and another way, but I'm thankful. just finish here. I just want to say thank you, Andrew, for everything you've been in, and you're just so loved by us all. And I've already talked to your Palmerston North friends. I've said, look out, you're in for a busy time, but you're truly blessed to be getting Andrew as your pastor. Andrew and Helen, we will be with you in spirit and prayer continually. God bless you both. We love you very, very much, and thank you so much for all you've done for us here. Christine, you got anything to add?
I just want to say thank you, Andrew and Helen, for your prayers and your support and your love and your wisdom, Andrew. You mightn't think you are a wise man, but you are in Christ. And when you speak and you preach like Christ, so simple and easy to hear. You mightn't realise that, but you do. And you have much love for the people here. God has put it in your heart. And I know you're going to plant a church in Palmerston North. And who knows, you may be planting many more. You have that gift, Andrew. So we're going to keep evangelizing Andrew. Since we've been out with Rob, it's just encouraged us. God just blesses you. He puts love in your heart and he gives you zeal. And please pray for energy and strength for us, Andrew, because we are getting old. Thank you very much.
It's me again. This church wouldn't be here if it weren't for these two. Okay, it's not about me. Okay. I think that, you know, there are times when one is really, really blessed, and when we first Sunday we started Trinity, Christine and Rosemary were there, and I mean, you should really, a book should be written about their exploits for the gospel here in Takanini and amongst many of you. And many of you know that you yourselves have experienced acts of kindness from these two ladies that go beyond the call of duty. And so, God bless you too.
Thanks to Rosemary and Christine. Carl's going to come and speak to us next. Carl's been instrumental in looking after our boys group, and he's also one of the many who have joined us from the south. So Carl is going to say a few words.
Thanks, Dan. Now I see where everyone cries when they get up here because there's so many beautiful people, but I'll try my hardest not to. Pastor Rob actually asked me to speak a little bit about what he termed the Southern Invasion, and that's a few people like myself who came up from the deep south. And to list a few names, there's like obviously Nathan Leslie was first, and then Caleb and Allison Gray, and then later on I think I was the next one, and then we had the bro Tim and Debbie Landreth. And then I guess we can include those Canterburians, John Van Roy, Georgina Young, who was Bane when she came up. So that was an advantage. And if I've forgotten anyone, you know who you are. Pastor Andrew likes to call Owaka the Promised Land, eh, because of the people that come out of there. So that's a bit of a tribute. But one of the things that I can't speak for everyone, but I'm going to say one of the things I really like about Trinity is just this, the environment, eh? Like, it's a real church and there's real things happening, and I've grown up in the church. I was born in the church and grown up. So I've been in many churches. And especially when I was growing up, I always found it hard to like invite my mates or tell my mates about church, because like it was actually quite boring, eh? And just dry and pretty, you know, formal and stuff. But I don't know whether it's just me progressing in my faith, but there is something special about this church, eh? And at work, I always tell my workmates, come church. And whenever they ask me what I'm doing on the weekends, I say, oh yeah, church, boys group, everything, it's mean, come. And like, so most of them haven't come, but the ones that have come are like, man, your church is so friendly, your church is awesome, man. So, I mean, that's testimony to these guys right here, eh? So, yeah, the other thing is, I guess with the youth, I've been in charge of the youth group for like, well, the boys group for about 5 years now, and there's quite a few of them hiding out the back there, and the girls group, obviously. And I was always a bit jealous, eh, when I started, because the girls always got invited over to Pastor Andrew and Auntie Helen's place for lunch and swims and sleepovers and stuff, and the boys just came to my house. So sorry about that, boys. But if anybody else in Takanini wants to get a pool, yeah, call me, sweet. But now you guys have touched a lot of the young people, eh? And just been speaking with some of them this week, and they're like, man, Pastor Andrew, Auntie Helen, they're my second parents, eh? And they've always been there, and you know, just like even they recognize what you guys have done, so that's awesome. And some of them, like some of the boys especially, haven't even met Pastor Andrew. And I was talking on Friday, I said, you guys come to church because Pastor Andrew's feel well, and they're like, who's Pastor Andrew? I was like, oh well, you're at boys group. It was Pastor Andrew's idea to start boys group like 8 years ago, so I mean, you guys are getting the benefit of that even if you've never met him, so that's testimony extending again. But yeah, awesome stuff. So I can't talk anymore, but as I like to, I wrote a song. Pastor Andrew goes, are you going to sing a song on last Sunday? And I hadn't even started writing it until Thursday night, so excuse that, but we'll give it a go. And when I come down Palmerston North, mate, you guys are going to be doing it, so let's go. But I know you guys have been sitting down for a long time, so if we can just get everyone to stand up, and I got a little game for you. So I know you guys go to school, so you can do this, see? It's pretty easy. I'll say some words. You got to say some words back to me.
You know, when we're going through tough times or just feeling a bit of a struggle, I used to go home and say, but Carl is my rock. You know, you guys believe that? He's a rock. You all got different gifts. He's a rock in this church, man. So, and you guys, you young men, you want a guy to follow? You fellas down the back? Here. Carl, he's your man. He's your man. Is he the man? He's the man. I don't know who else is going to speak, but where's Janina? Oh.
He guessed the program. So Janina and the girls group have got something for us.
Hello everyone, my name is Sani. I'm not actually the girls group leader, Janina is, but she's just asked me to say some things. I believe that this is only a small representation of the many children, many boys and girls' lives that have been touched by Andrew and Helen through the years. I've only been here for 3 years, But through all the testimonials of these little children that I've met along the way, they've told me it's through the love, the care, and just the response that they get from Andrew and Helen, and that's what's kept them coming here. So just because of the words that we're singing today, it's taken from the book of Joshua, where Joshua says, "Choose you this day, who will you serve? But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So our response to that is we will keep serving the Lord. And I pray that there are others here who will stand up and take your place. And that's our promise. We won't neglect the children.
Hi, church. My name's Janina. I'm the girls' group leader. And it's a great privilege to be a girls' group leader. And thank you for giving me the girls to look after. I just want to tell a real short story. I don't think I've told Pastor and Annie Helen this before. So those of you that know it, just laugh when you're supposed to laugh. And about this time last year, we were looking around Papakura, my husband, myself, and I was pregnant with Kepa, and we had our three-year-old son, Timer, along with us. We're looking for a church a bit closer to home. We were at Providence out in Mangere East, and we live in Rose Hill. So we went around all these different churches, and then we came back to Trinity, and I've always loved Trinity. I've always prayed and watched from the sidelines of what's going on here. And so anyway, we started coming along to Trinity, and Boss wasn't sure if this was where we should be. And Pastor and Annie Helen invited us over for lunch one Sunday, as they do. And some of the girls were there, and Enix, and Holly Stern was there. And anyway, we were having lunch, and Pastor started telling us a story about his new boarder. And she lived downstairs, and he started saying things like, "Oh, she's a bit of a lady of the night." I'm like, "What?" And he said, "She like smokes up, like, you know, she's blazing down down in the little flat they have at the bottom of their house." I'm like, "Okay." She's like, "Yeah, she's like on the weekends, she's got different guys there late at night." And so, you know, Boss is like, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't go to this church." And then I was just like, "Yeah, whatever." And then that was, say, in May last year. And so we started coming along. We joined the church in November, I think, or December. And we had Kepa baptized. Thank you for doing that. And then about a month ago, Boss goes to me, I don't know, it was just after church one day. He goes, "Hey, you know that girl, Holly?" I was like, "Yeah, I really didn't think she was like that." I said, like, "What? Like what? Like a lady of the night." And some of you will know that the boarder, Hollywood, had just moved into Andrew's place when we went for lunch, but he had a different boarder downstairs who doesn't come to Trinity yet. I think she's gone now, eh? All right, well, that's my funny story. You can laugh. We're going to sing this song. And it's called "We Will Serve You." Yeah? All right.
We only practiced it a few hours, so please hear the hearts of the children.
To the Father above.
Thanks, girls. Many of you will remember Nathan and Sarah, who were with us for many years and moved back down south. They weren't able to be here this morning, but they have written some words for us to share on their behalf. So Michelle's going to read a letter from Nathan and Sarah.
Okay, I'm just going to read exactly how Sarah wrote it, so not edited or anything. Okay, Michelle contacted me this week to ask for our memories of Wim and of Andrew and Helen and our days at Trinity. As I went to bed, I started to ponder all these thoughts. Some kept me awake giggling. Thanks, Mish. I first met Andrew and Helen at Drury Church. It's been neat to follow them on their journey as they church planted in Takanini. To be honest, Wim was there at this time too, but I don't remember it. Nathan and I worked together as youth group leaders at Drury and then continued this at Trinity. One of my first vivid memories of Helen was one Sunday afternoon in 2001 going to her house with Nathan. While we were there, we received a call from my mum. She was asking if we had told them yet. Helen was in the kitchen and overheard, immediately reaching over the counter to grab my hand, yanking it off the phone to look for a ring. Slightly disappointed at the distinct lack of ring, she looked at me puzzled. I ended the call saying we were just about to. Coming off the phone, Helen asked, "Well? Well what?" I asked, "Where's your ring?" "Why would there be a ring?" I replied. Helen looked at me like I had a screw loose. "Because you're engaged." I had a wee giggle as we had to explain that no, in fact, we had just started going out. My next big memory of Helen was Nathan picking her up and heading toward the edge of their pool. Helen yelled for help from me, being very obliging, went and took her watch off her and didn't so that it didn't get wet. I didn't ever think that she fully forgave me for that. Andrew was always very supportive of us as a couple and as individuals. He even did our marriage counselling for us, though I'm sorry to say, Andrew, the main thing that stuck from that was you didn't, and I'm guessing still don't like receiving tickets from the police for pulling out in front of them. I would like to especially thank Andrew and Helen for their support directly after our first son Isaac's death. They dropped whatever they were doing and came to our side even though it was late at night. Helen in particular was very supportive, taking my camera off me and taking loads of very special photos for us that we now dearly treasure. They both also took our son from the room so that he was not left alone while other members visited. I cannot thank you enough for the support you've provided to us that night. As far as my memories of Wim, they are very vast, so I'll just choose a select few and I think they will bring some smiles. Wim was the church icon for many a year, and it kind of didn't feel like a proper Sunday unless Nathan was there putting up his hand and answering the questions, usually with a smart aleck reply to Andrew, and Wim was giggling at our seemingly endless childness. Always in the second to front row on the right-hand side of the church. Many of you will have experienced Wim's amazing hospitality, which of course always included his famous croquettes, and as years went on, at least one forgotten dish was left in the oven. Wim suffered from many heart problems, including diabetes and a very worn out heart. And no wonder, considering this amazing man built his final house at 75 years of age, practically on his own. Anyway, Wim kept me talking for 3 years or so. Sorry, Wim kept talking for 3 years or so, how he was ready to depart Earth and meet God. Yet despite this, with each heart attack, of which there were many, he kept surviving, even being declared gone by a nurse at Will's first birthday party, and yet walking out of it, refusing to go to hospital. Anyway, on one of these incidences, we were at church, and Wim had a turn for the worse. He went down just before church at the back of the hall. When I checked for a pulse, I couldn't feel anything. Anyway, since it was almost 10:30, Trinity's unofficial starting time, Andrew went ahead with the service while we waited for the ambulance to arrive. I don't think I will forget several young, slightly amazed faces peering over the back row at me and Wim with big brown eyes as the first song was sung. But Andrew is right, that is how Wim would have wanted it. I would like to thank Andrew and Helen once again for all the amazing work you have put into Trinity and the local community. I wish you all the best in your new church plant and hope that you will add your flavour to this new church. Please know that you have touched the hearts of many, many people and are dearly loved by the Takanini community.
May God bless you richly in your new calling, and may Trinity also be blessed by their new pastor, spelt P-A-S-T-A. Much, much, much love, Sarah Leslie. Oh, and Will says roar, and Dan says ruff, ruff. I think that means they miss and love you too.
Thanks, Michelle, for reading that. We all miss Sarah and Nathan. So we've had some people who have been there from the beginning. It started at Trinity when we started the church, but we've also had some people who have joined us fairly recently, and so we just want to get their perspective as well. So I'd like to ask Ed and or Jen to come and say a few words.
Yeah, what a privilege to have an opportunity to speak. I feel very humbled for being asked, because as Dan says, we've not been coming for long, and I do have a lot to say. I've been thinking all through the morning, you know, I've just, like, my heart is bursting with things that I want to say, but I won't, because I know people are getting hungry. But just quickly, we came to New Zealand just over a year ago. We found Trinity after about 3 months of being here. We've been coming since then, since about June last year. I guess off the back of what you were speaking on this morning, Andrew, around God's faithfulness, his word, and how it has the ability to sustain us. We came fearfully, sort of not really knowing what would happen with our faith, knowing the value and importance of church, and fearing that we wouldn't find somewhere that would nurture us and love us and teach us, and where we could serve. And God has provided in Trinity. And I think the thing that stands out for both of us, and Jen and I often comment, as has been said this morning many times, is grace. Jen and I, you know, we're fragile when we came here. We still are. And we've been nurtured and cared for. And you've been patient with us. So thank you so much. And Andrew, specifically, I just want to say, it's amazing to see God's faithfulness. It's amazing to see Jesus in you. I was reading this this morning about Jesus going out and the mercy in his ministry, and how when the Pharisees and Sadducees had a go at him for picking wheat, one of the things he says to them is, you know, you don't understand. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And he goes on to this quote in Isaiah, which says, here's my servant who I've chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. In him I will put my spirit in him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name the nations will put their hope. And you're like Jesus in that. And so thank you. You haven't snuffed us out. You've given us fuel. And your words have penetrated my hardened heart by God's mercy through his spirit. And by extension, this beautiful church. Thank you, all of you, for looking after us. And we look forward to the future with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed and Jen. I'd now like to ask the Nimmo family. They've got something to say and to share, so if they could come up and, yeah. Thanks.
you something you'd like to say?
Doesn't my man look good today? Look at him. Just for Andrew, actually.
I don't dress like this every day, so I just did it for Andrew today. So I can't wait to get home.
The girls want to sing a little, it's like a love song, really, to Helen and Andrew. It's called Dream a Little Dream, and so when you're way down there, think about everybody at Trinity, because we'll be thinking about you. And we're just going to really miss you both, you know, your goodness, and the jokes.
I just also want to add, want to thank you too, for my spiritual life. I've grown a lot. You know, the things that you say up here in the front, you know, for all of us really, you know, real stuff. About grace too, you know. So I really want to thank you for that. And on behalf of our family too. Hey, girls. Okay.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams to sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams and leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they'll be, dream a little dream of me. Da 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 da. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams and leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they'll be, dream a little dream of me.
Wow, that was incredible, guys. Thanks. We're getting close to the end of the program. Lunch is almost ready. And I'd like to ask the moderator of the General Assembly of the Grace Presbyterian Church of New Zealand to come and say a few words, Rod Peake. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan, for the opportunity. I feel a bit like a gate crasher at a family party, actually, but there's also a sense in which I come as one of the other rallies, the bigger family, the family of Grace Presbyterian New Zealand, because, of course, we're all part of a bigger family. And I know we come today with mixed feelings, really. Some are feeling pretty sad. I don't know how many are feeling glad, but our sadness probably is tinged with feelings of joy and of thankfulness as well, because, you know, we're not just losing the minister or our pastor and his wife. We're losing some very dear and precious friends, people have meant so much to us over so many years and have been a part of our lives. And of course, for some of us, we're saying goodbye to our spiritual parents, the ones whom God used to bring us to life. We can be encouraged by the fact that although we're saying farewell, as Christians we know that our farewells are never forever. Because we know we have that sure and certain hope that we will meet again. If not on the surface of the earth, in glory we will all be one big happy family for real, and able to worship together and to share together and to praise our wonderful God. And I think we're also experiencing some feelings of thankfulness and of joy and thanksgiving as we release Andrew and Helen to serve in Palmerston North. We recognise that the church is bigger than us, and as part of our concern for the wider church, we're willing to recognise that God has plans to bless Palmerston North through them, just as he has blessed Takanini. And so God enables us to be gracious about that and not want to hold on to them, because we recognise that God has plans to bless other people as well. And God knows, because he knows everything and orders everything according to his will, he knows that Trinity is ready to release Andrew and Helen, and he has plans for Trinity to continue to bless, just as he has over the past 10 years. We realise, and we've heard so much testimony of that today, that as God has been so faithful to Trinity over the last 10 years, we know of a certainty that he will continue to be faithful, because he doesn't change. He's always faithful, and he won't stop being faithful. So although we have some sadness and maybe some lurking fears that it's all going to go pear-shaped, we know that God is in control, and that won't happen. We can rest in him. I'd just like to pray, if you wouldn't mind joining me. Father, thank you so much for Andrew and Helen and their family. Thank you, Lord, for calling them to begin this ministry all those years ago. Thank you for their willingness to hear your call way back then. Thank you for all the ways in which you have used them to grow your kingdom, and specifically to grow your kingdom in this place, in Takanini. And we thank you for them. Thank you for their servant spirit. Thank you for all the ways in which they have served us here in Trinity. Thank you for their steadfastness and their faithfulness to us through the good times and through the hard times. Thank you that you have used them to minister to us in so many ways. And we are so thankful to you for them. And Lord, I want to pray for the congregation here at Trinity. Thank you for all the amazing things that you have done over the years, for the things that you are continuing to do. And thank you for the things that you have yet planned and will do. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful testimony to your grace, to your goodness, and to your greatness. We pray for the leadership. We pray for Dan and Rob and Steve as they guide us over the coming weeks and months, however long it will be. And Lord, we pray that you will give them much grace and wisdom, Lord, particularly when it comes down to making some decisions about who our next pastor should be. And finally, Lord, we want to pray for the congregation at Palmerston North. Thank you for them. And Lord, we just pray that as you have blessed us through Andrew and Helen, so you will indeed bless them richly through them, that you will cause your kingdom to grow and extend in that city, which is so much in need of gospel witness and testimony. So thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. We give you thanks for every good thing, and most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, that you graciously gave to us so that we might be blessed through him in the heavenly places. We give you thanks in his name. Amen.
Thanks, Rod. Well, we're going to, it sort of finishes the official part of the program. The lunch is getting lonely, so
we're going to just wrap things up now. So
we're going to be talking to Alan. Ah, sorry, back.
Yeah, I guess I haven't said much yet, but it's been a real pleasure having you guys serving with us, serving us, and yeah, I guess it's hard to add to what's been said before, but we're going to miss you guys, and we just pray for every blessing on your work in Palmerston North, and no doubt we'll be in touch and via email or other means, and yeah, you're not that far away really. In this day and age, and we've just got a card and a wee gift for you guys. It's a token of a very small token of our vast appreciation of all the work you've done and everything. So,
say a little bit, and then we're just trying to tie Andrew down because I know he wants to respond to a lot of the kindnesses that have been expressed this morning, and I'd just like to add to that a little bit that I've been here a little less than Dan has, but even from day one I came, and we were testing the waters, and we came, one of the things we wanted was some good preaching and some good fellowship. We came as it started at Revelation 1. And I said to Jenny, I'm not going anywhere else because I want to hear Revelation preached. And the fellowship was wonderful, and we haven't left since. And I want to thank Andrew personally. I had last year off studying full-time. I'd been made redundant, had nothing else to do, and I'd promised the Lord if I couldn't get a job, I was going to become a full-time student at Grace Theological College. as well as that, I took up residence over in Tucker Street in the garage where Carl and John were living. Andrew had his office. And I felt a little bit like the apprentice, as almost daily Andrew and I would sit, and I came to know the inner workings of the Presbyterian, the Grace Presbyterian Church of New Zealand. Wow. So, and that was wonderful, wonderful times. I didn't realize what was coming ahead of us, but I can see God's hand at work. But Andrew and Helen, just thank you again, and our hearts go out with you, and you'll be in our prayers often, daily, and so we do thank you again. And I'll give you the opportunity of responding in closure before I say give thanks for the food. So, Andrew.
What do parents say to their children when they're about to leave them? Behave. Do what you're told. Don't forget to come to church. Don't forget to support each other. Nah, just joking. I feel like that a little bit, and I feel like I'm your granddad who's about to leave you all to your own devices. And these guys, you guys are going to have to understand, probably the first few Sundays I'm going to be thinking, what are that lot, you can see what they're like, you know, this morning. I'm going to be thinking, what are they up to? What are they doing today? You know, have they got out of bed today? You guys down the back there, they're here today, I'll be thinking, you guys out of bed at church today? Or are they sleeping in? But no, I'll be praying for you guys. And I just want to say, there's not time, because I know everybody's getting restless, but there's not time to thank everybody. But I just want to thank every single person who has come to Trinity, who has served in any way at all. I thank you. God bless you. And I know we will see you again. And, you know, over the past few weeks, I've been really encouraged about the way the church is going, about this, my brother Rob here, who's going to be your leader. Man, will you follow him and support him and pray and encourage him, because he's going to do great things. But I'm really encouraged where Trinity is at. Things are happening here. May they continue to happen by the goodness and amazing grace of God. God bless you all, and we love you very much, and we'll never forget you.
Let's stand up and give them a big clap. Thank you, guys. And look, thank you very much for your patience. And little people, you've done amazingly well, as you always do. I'd like to just give thanks for the food. I've been smelling it coming through those windows for quite some time now. Just before we do, though, let's give a big hand of applause to several people who have really worked their hearts out. There's been a hungy going since I don't know when this morning. And George, I think Wilfred's been involved, Kathy's been involved, Jeanette, William. And I know there's been a whole host of people helping, peeling kumaras and assembling meat and picking food up and putting it out there so that we can be blessed. So let's give those guys a big hand. Let's give thanks for the food. Lord, we do thank you for your goodness today, because you are a gracious God. We know there are many things going on here at Trinity, and as we observe them, we say, wow, this is the hand of God. It's not the hand of men, it's the hand of God. And we give you thanks and we give you glory. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful food you've cooked today, and we thank you for the hands that have prepared it. We pray you bless them richly. Be with us now, we pray, our fellowship may be rich. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Couple of little housekeeping matters, please. We would ask guests, please go forward and eat first. So if you don't normally come here to Trinity, we would like you to be first to partake of the feast, and we will wait while you do that. Thank you. Wow. That's closed.